Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Welcome to another episode of Oxlang. In this special episode, we'll be paying tribute to one of the maestros of OPM. You might have heard his songs on the radio from your favorite artists or any karaoke session. Everyone from Sharon Toneta to Zaza Padilla, Nonoy Zuniga, Basa Valdez, and Sara Geronimo have interpreted these songs, helping make their stars shine even brighter. National artist Ryan Cayabyab described Willy Cruz's music as a cross between classical and contemporary, of traditional and popular, lush in imagery and arrangement. And these are just some of the songs that Willy Cruz, an esteemed songwriter, arranger and musical director who stood head and shoulders above most of his peers. Wilfredo Buencamino Cruz was born in 1947 into a family deep into classical music. He studied piano early and would have easily become a concert pianist like his cousin Cecil Licad, but fate had other plans. He became more interested in popular music when he was at the Ateneo, and from there he did not look back. Willy became musical director of the then wildly popular Ambivalent Crowd. Soon he was offered a recording contract by Vicor, and there Willy found his life's calling. This giant in the Filipino music scene may have passed 3 years ago in April, but his influence continues to be felt. Today, we talk to a number of his fellow composers and artists and ask them to share their thoughts on the legacy of the incomparable Willy Cruz. What made him and his music so special? For Gary Granada, an award-winning composer himself, Willy's music was simply exquisite.
I think yung music ni Willy Cruz, mahirap i-describe, pero I think the closest I can think of is that it's a complete package. To begin with, hindi lang siya music eh. Kasi si Willy Cruz din ang gumagawa ng kanyang lyrics and yung concepts, no, yung ng mga kanta niya. And they're exquisite ng mga lyrics. And ang grabing lalim ng melodic line. And on top of those two, yung harmonic progression. Grabe ang grasp ni Willy Cruz. Hindi lang sa isa, kundi sa tatlong main disciplines ng songwriting. He covered all those bases in an excellent, excellent way.
Elegant, meanwhile, was how Jim Paredes described Willy's music. Jim had worked with Willy at the defunct Jam Records.
What makes his songs different or special? Willy Cruz had his own style. There are many people who can write, but you know, iba yung may tatak eh. It was a tatak Willy Cruz talaga.
Then for music producer and songwriter Junji Marcelo, Willy Cruz was a hero in songwriting.
Willy Cruz not only is a wonderful melody writer, but also an awesome lyricist. As the other two C's, Cayabyab and Canseco, Willy Cruz's music is both high-end, but very relatable, while appreciating the science, the technical side of his songs, like the conjunct, the disjunct, the wonderful motifs, the leaps, and the clustering of melodies. After being wowed by the technical aspects of the songs, you just sit back and enjoy the concoction, the pairings of words, the rhyming schemes, the imageries, the figures of speech, form and substance. Exquisite. Pero hindi siya pa-highbrow. Relatable pa rin sa mga masa. Anyone can enjoy a Willie Cruz song.
If his songs are a joy to listen to, singing them in front of an audience is an even more profound experience. Color It Red's Cookie Chua said there is just something about Willie's songs that gets to your core.
Si Sir Willie Cruz yung isa sa mga composer na paborito ko kasama ni George Canseco at saka ni Gary Granada, dahil grabe yung mga kanta nila na pagka pinakinggan mo ulit, parang babalik ka doon sa panahon na nakaranas ka ng heartache, at kahit kunwari masaya ka na ngayon, pag pinakinggan mo yung kanta nila, parang maramdaman mo, may imagine mo, may experience mo ulit yung panahon na yun.
And if there's anyone who knows best the singular gifts of Willie Cruz, it's Nonoy Zuniga. Nonoy had the privilege of having sung many of Willie's songs that have become part of the great Filipino songbook.
I would describe Mr. Willie Cruz's music as classic and contemporary, from a simple to a semi-complicated melody with beautiful lyrics and arrangement. His songs are special because he makes them very personal for you. He makes you own the song because you get to talk about different stuff. Pag-uusapan niyo muna, different topics, and then from what you talked about, that is where he's going to get the lyrics. Diba? And of course, that includes the melody of the song. Songs like Love Without Time, Fragments of Forever, much more, Don't Be Afraid to Love Me, Init Sa Magdamag, For Love. But there are also songs that he has composed already, yung tapos na. And these are also based sa experiences niya. For me to interpret these songs, I have to go inside the song. Think of experiences, my own experiences, na medyo pareho sa experiences niya, so that I can express fully the song. And examples of those songs are Never Ever Say Goodbye, Doon Lang, and Kumusta Ka.
So what is their favorite Willie Cruz song? Not surprisingly, it took them a while to choose just one from among his long list of beautiful songs. For Cookie Chua, it's Sana'y Maghintay Ang Walang Hanggan. What makes it special for her?
Ewan ko ba, ding na heartbroken ako siya yung nagiging paborito kong theme song. Napakaganda kasi ng pagkakalapat ng lyrics niya doon sa music. And siguro yung message ng kanta na siyempre pinapahiwatig niya yung sobrang niyang pagmamahal. Pero andun din yung surrender na kung hindi siya mamahalin pabalik or hindi siya ilalove back, alalahanin lang niya na talagang inintay siya. So para sa akin, sobrang romantic at sobrang ganda ng kanta na yun.
For Jim Paredes, it's Kahit Na.
That part where, you know, after first stanza he goes to Diba, sa-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. I look at that as a three-point shot. That's like, wow. Diba, sa simula sinabi mong walang matitiya. That's Michelle Legrand standard. I mean, wow, sobra talaga. Habang kapiling mo isipin,
di magwa. Gary Granada, meanwhile, chose Kumusta Ka. Kumusta ka,
ikaw ay walang pinag-iba. You listen to his song, parang siyang harmless. Parang walang kahirap-hirap gawin, pero pag sinuri mo yung structure sa loob, both yung lyrical structure, yung melodic structure, kaya yung harmonic progression. Grabe ang complexity. I try to double in doing those things also myself, no? And I can say, grabe si Willie Cruz. Magkunwaring simple yung kanyang mga ginawa. Para ang sarap-sarap awitin, akala mo ang dali-daling gawin until you try it yourself. He makes me frustrated when I listen to the way he constructs his work. Wow, grabe naman ito si Willie. That's probably why I try to steer clear of doing too many love songs kasi, naku, nagawa na ni Willie yung maraming mahuhusay na pagkasulat ni mo ito. And the body of works, grabe, yung consistency ng work, na hindi lang yung, hindi pa chamba-chamba. If there's one thing that young songwriters should learn from him, is the consistency. Kung gagawa ka rin lang, ayusin mo na. Well, that's how you at least hope to become a Willie Cruz.
Understandably, Nonoy cannot choose just one since he sang so many of them. Willie's music has become so much a part of his identity as a singer and, more importantly, as a person.
Ang laki-laki po ng influence sa akin. I became more sensitive to the message of the songs and learned to properly and effectively deliver the song. Actually, he's my mentor. Nandun po siya. Every song that we recorded is always there. I appreciate that very much. I would always appreciate and cherish our relationship as professor and student. Every song, every time we nasa studio kami, ang tingin ko sa kanya talaga professor. And he would teach and guide me through the song. But first, papangantayin niya muna sa akin yung song, my own interpretation. And then, afterwards, yun na, then we meet and talk about how we're going to improve the song more. Diba? So, ang ganda. And I respect everything that he contributes so that mapaganda pa yung song. I really like that kind of relationship. And I miss that relationship very much.
For Junji, it's Have I Really Lost You, which got him the first time he heard it.
I remember walking at Green Hill Shopping Center and just roaming around trying to kill time. There's this guy, karaoke, with loudspeakers singing this song. Have I really lost you? Did I push too hard? Akala ko, ano siya, foreign song. And so I approached the guy and found out it's a Nonoy Zuniga song. So I went to the record bar and bought the cassette of Nonoy Zuniga containing the song Have I Really Lost You. To my surprise, Willie Cruz pala ang composer ng song. Grabe, gulat ako. I mean, you know, I loved his songs, yung mga Tagalog. Pero this one, wow, caught me off guard. Pwede pala yon, shifting from one style to another, from the very hypaluting kurot sa puso na ballad to a standard sounding Sinatra, Matt Monroe, Tony Bennett type of song. Laking lesson sa akin yon. It taught me how to explore other styles kasi yung idol ko, Willie Cruz, can easily do that at the snap of a finger from kahit na bituin walang ningning, never say goodbye, then Have I Really Lost You? Sige, himayin lang natin yung kanta na to. Ah. Musically, I love that it stayed true to the standard sound. Nag-adhere siya dun sa genre na yon. I love the chord changes. I love the restraint kung kailangan. Kasi ang ballad songwriter ay normally lilipalili pa rin niya ng mataas yung melodya. But within the genre, kailangan restrained yung melody. At itataas lang siya sa parts na kailangan ng highlight, climax. Nagawa yun ni Willie Cruz. Masarap na melodya, magandang chord progression, and stayed true to the genre. So lyrics naman, although conversational yung dating ng lyrics, maganda pa rin ang poetry. Well-crafted, sabi nga nila, yung the best lyrics, Yun yung tipong hindi ka nag-strain to understand. Pero nakakawaw yung the way it was put together. I mean, you know, it started with the line, "Have I really lost you?" which is the title of the song.
Lost you, did I push too far? So now you turn away from all the memories we could share. Have I really lost you? And all those times that you and I would see the morning break as we felt each other's love awakening. To desire within us burning, was I much too much secure? I never thought you'd leave. So tell me it's not too late for me to win your love again.
Grabe. Tapos sinundan pa ng bridge part.
I couldn't give as much as you. Unbending pride got in the way. I've let you slip away. I'm so sorry.
Wow. Perfect example ito na good marriage between the music and the lyrics. Sinusuportahan ng melodya yung letra at kinukomplement ng letra yung melodya.
For Junji, he regrets not pursuing that opportunity to work together in a song with Willie as they had planned.
Sabi niya, "I've heard your songs. I like your music. Is it possible to collaborate on something para maging current naman yung sound ko?" I almost fainted. Sabi ko, "Of course, sir. Just let me know." So we exchanged numbers. Hinintay ko yung pagkakataon. Nagkita pa ulit kami over an interview. Sa then yung aking TV program na This Is My Story, This Is My Song. I interviewed him and he shared some of his songs and I clearly remember na sabi niya, "Oh, tuloy na natin yung kanta ha? At gusto ko na talagang makagawa ng bagong kanta." Dahil nung panahon na yon, wala pa siyang masyadong bagong mga gawang kanta. So gusto niyang to start again and to make new songs. So he wanted to really do it. And he wanted to include me in the process. Pero, yun na pala yung huling pagkikita namin. I mean, kinuha na siya ni Lord. My only regret, yung hindi natuloy yung collaboration namin. Pero, overshadowed naman, joy of knowing that he was willing to collaborate with me. One of the highlights yun ng aking buhay as a songwriter. Kahit hindi natuloy, sir, I would still strive to do good because that's a very good example na sinet mo noon pa when I first heard your songs. And to date, enjoying your songs. Every time I need inspiration, I would always listen to your songs. So thank you very much for the inspiration, for teaching me how to write good songs. By way of example, naging university po yung iyong mga kanta sa akin. Meticulously dissecting your songs and finding gems, true gems, in lyricism, in melody development. So, maraming salamat po, Sir Willie. Maraming salamat sa inyong musika. So, yung tanong na, "Have I really lost you?" Hindi, Sir Willie. Andyan ka pa rin. Sa isip ko, sa puso ko, buhay na buhay.
What Junji said is true. Willie Cruz is very much alive through his music, which will live on for generations to enjoy. That's it for this episode of Ox Lang, isang podcast ng Philippine Daily Inquirer, powered by Puma Podcast. Thank you for listening to the first season of Ox Lang. We'll be back with more interviews with your favorite artists later this year. In the meantime, you can enjoy the other Inquirer podcasts coming out soon. Huwag kalimutang mag-subscribe sa Oxa on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anchor. I-follow kami sa Facebook and Twitter at Oxlang. Mabuhay ang OPM!
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.